Nesechtus Bar Metzia, Daf Yudala, 10 lines on the top of Daf Yudala and Manalef, we saw Machlekes in the Mishnah between Ramei and the Chachamim in a case where someone found a Shtar Chayiv, and we saw three different ways as to how to learn the Mishnah. We saw the Shitas of Rabbi Asi and Abaya, who both stated that the Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim is in the case where the Leiv is Maida, that the Shtar is a valid Shtar, and he still owes money to Shimon, and all agreed that if the Shtar had a lien clause, then certainly you can't give the Shtar back to Shimon as a fear of Rabbi Asi, since Shimon lost the Shtar, so there's a reason in the Shtar, and we have to be Chayshish that Reuven and Shimon may have written the Shtar Nisan, and Shimon didn't actually lend the money to Reuven until Tishrei, and is a Shtar Muktam. And if you give the Shtar back to Shimon, he may be going from the Kuchais from Nisan, which is of course Shalakadin. Abaya held that either Chasum and Zachloy, that a Shtar creates a lien from the time that is written, and therefore there is no issue with Shimon collecting the Kuchais, even if it was Kasalulu Vais Benisan Vale Lava Tishrei. However, I may hold that we are Cheshin Lupurain Lukununya, and therefore you can't give the Shtar back to Shimon, as he may be in cahoots with Reuven, and really Reuven already paid off the loan, and Reuven and Shimon made up that Reuven will admit that he still owes Shimon money, and then Shimon will go and collect the sada from the Lekuchais who bought the sada from Reuven subject to the lien and mortgage of Shimon, and then Reuven and Shimon have a side deal that they would split the money. And as Rashi says, that we're talking about a case where the Lekuchais bought the sada from Reuven Shaloi Bachrayas. However, a mayor hold that if Reuven borrowed from Shimon and did not have a lien clause, then we would return the shtar to Shimon, as since Shimon was Moidah that he owes money to Shimon, and this shtar is a valid shtar, so Shimon can use the shtar to collect from Reuven himself, and there is no possibility of a loss to the Lekuchais since the Avah was made Shaloi Bachrayas. And if we understand our Mishnah like Rabbi Asi or like Abaya, then it will be Pashit as to why the Rabbanan argue our Meir. And as we saw in Taisa Diba Masal Hayim Taima and Afyud Gimel Men Aleph, that the Rabbanan argue our Meir in a case where the Shtar Chayiv did not have a link clause because Rabbanan hold Achrayas Tayyus Seifa, and even though the Shtar did not contain a link clause, Shimon can still collect from the Lekuchais. And if you Rabbi Asi, it is possible that the Shtar was a Shtar Muktam, and if you Abaya, we have to be choishes l'pirayin l'knunya. However, we also saw a third shita as to how to understand the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim. We saw that Shmuel was chilek on this din of Abaya, that Abaya stated chashin l'pirayin l'knunya, and Shmuel holds loy chashin l'pirayin l'knunya. And the Gemara explained that if Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Asi that by regal shtar chayiv in kaisin shtar leiva elim kemal ve'imai, then Ramei held we have to be choishes shem akasav luvos benisam v'loy lava atishrei. Shmuel will therefore understand the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim in the exact way that we explained with Rabbi Asi. But if Shmuel holds like Abaya that Eidah b'chasum and Zachloi and a Shtar Chayiv that was Kosev Luvish Benisim v'lei Lava Tishrei is not possible and is not considered a Shtar Muktam, Shmuel would not be able to explain the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, neither like Rabbi Asi or like Abaya. The Gemara therefore explained that Shmuel will actually learn that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim is in a case k'she'in chayim moida, and Reuven claimed that the Shtar Chayiv is mezuyif and is a forgery, and therefore if there is a chayis d'chasim, certainly all agree that you can't return the Shtar to Shimon since Reuven is claiming Lada. By giving the shtar back to Shimon, Shimon will now go and potentially collect Shalei Kedin either from Reuven or from the Lekuchais. However, in a case where there's no Achrayas Nechasim, so Rameya holds that we can give the shtar Chayiv back to Shimon, as Shmuel holds that Lefir Rameya, any shtar that doesn't have Achrayas Nechasim is not a valid shtar based on the Svara of Mipiyim Mivlei Mipik Sabam. Therefore, there's no problem to give the shtar Chayiv back to Shimon, and certainly Shimon will not be able to be given in the Lekuchais, as there was no Shibud and no Achrayas Nechasim written in the shtar, and Shimon will also not even be able to be Geiva from Reuven himself, as this Shtar Chayiv is considered Pasol, and we only give the Shtar Chayiv back to Shimon, Lotzar Pisul Chusei. And Lemaisa, the Rabbanan argue on Rameya, and they hold that where the Shtar does not mention Achrayas Nechasim, since Reuven is claiming that the Shtar is Mezuyev, so we can't return the Shtar to Shimon, as Shimon may go and collect Shalek it in. And the Gemara now begins and asks, Mai Tamal Rabbanan, according to Shmuel, what is the Pshan Rabbanan? Taisis at the top of Daf Yudal Manalev in Diba Maskel, Mai Tamal Rabbanan, he explains that the Gemara's question at this point is Dafka coin to Shita Shmuel, as Lemaisa the Gemara and Daf Yugimel Amabez brought a Braisa which we used as a Raya to the Shita Rabaya and the Shita Rabbechon as to how to explain the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim in our Mishnah. And we also stated that that Braisa was a Raya against Rabbi Elazar and a Raya against the way Shmuel learned our Mishnah. And Taisus explained that Shmuel actually did not know that Braisa, and therefore the Gemara's question is the Bishlema coin to Abaya and a coin to Rabbi Asi, then it's Pashiv Wai Rabbanan argued on Rameya, as the Brisa states Mefurish v'chacham imim echazeh v'echazeh goyim v'nechasim v'shabadim, and therefore we see that chacham hold achrayis tayyus seifa. However, the Gemara's question is that since Shmuel did not know this Brisa, one may think that the reason why Rabbanan argue on Rameya is because Rabbanan could hold not like Rameya, and they would hold that even though there was no achrayis written to Shtar, and therefore it doesn't create a lien against the assets of the Lekuchais, but it would still be a valid lien against Reuven himself, and maybe that's why the chacham argue Rameya, and they hold that we can't return the Shtar chayiv to Shimon, as although Shimon will not be able to collect lulun kuchay shaloi kedin, but the maisa he will still be able to go and collect from Ruvain, and that will be shaloi kedin, and therefore we can't return the shtach chayiv to Shimon. But Shmuel said that misvarit doesn't make sense that Rabbanim would have such a shita that even if you wrote a shtar which was written shaloi b'achrayis, they will be able to be goyva specifically from Ruvain, even though you can't be goyva from lukuchays. And certainly the Rabbanim would agree to the svar rameya if we hold that if there's a shtar that's written shaloi b'achrayis, that Shimon cannot collect from the lukuchays, and therefore certainly once he can't collect from the lukuchays, then the shtar should not be a valid shtar, and we should say mipiyim v'leim mipik savam, and therefore Shimon should not be able to collect with the shtar directly from Ruvain either. And how will there be a pseudo for Ruvain or for the lukuchays? It's for this reason that Shmuel now says that savri achrayis tayy sefer, that the basis for the shita of the Rabbanon is that they hold that even if a shtar doesn't have a link clause, we consider it a mistake of the sefer, as certainly this is the intent and the whole point of having a shtar choyv. And as Rashi states, the loy shadi in the shzuzu b'chdi, and therefore the chacham argued Rameya, and they hold that even though Shimon and Ruvain never wrote a link clause into the shtar choyv, it is considered as if there's a link clause written into the shtar, and therefore Shimon will be able to be goyva both from Ruvain and from lukuchais. If we would give the shtar choyv back to Shimon, he would be able to collect either from Ruvain or from the lukuchais shalai kedin. And before we continue, let's point out that there's a basic machlekes between the rishonim as to the pshat when we say achrayis tayy sefer, as the Nemukhi Yosef hold that the concept of achrayis tayy sefer is that since it's pashut that a lender would not actually give a loan to a loiva and write a shtar unless he actually said that there should be a shibud in the shtar. Therefore, it must be that the sefer made a mistake, and really the malban loiva told the sefer to write a shibud into the shtar. And l'fi zeh, if you actually have edim that say that the malban loiva never mentioned to the sefer to write a link clause into the shtar, then l'chayu we would not say achrayis tayy sefer, and potentially the shtar would not be a valid shtar at all. However, the Rashba holds that even if the malban loiva never spoke about the link clause, there's an automatic umdana that a malva would not give a loan to a loiva and make a shtar choyv unless they actually write a link clause into the shtar choyv. And therefore, when the Gemara uses the term achrayis tayy sefer, it's not necessarily a mistake of the sefer, but sometimes it can be a mistake of the malva that the malva didn't mention it to the sefer. And even though the sefer did not write a link clause into the shtar choyv, it would be considered as if the shtar choyv had a link clause written explicitly in the shtar choyv. The Gemara continues, Omli Rav Ba'isi Rav Ida Ba'obin. Rav Ba'isi says to Rav Ida Ba'obin, Umi Yom HaShmuel Hachi, can you tell me that Shmuel actually holds Achrayis Tayy Sefer? V'om HaShmuel, but we have another member of Shmuel, where Shmuel states, Shevach, Shefa, V'Shibud, Tzarech Li Malech. As Rashi explains, if Ruvain sells a field to Shimon, and they write a bill of sale, and they write a Shtab Mecha, so the Sefer cannot write Shevach, Shefa, or Shibud without the consent of the seller. And the three deen that we're talking about mean as follows. Number one, if Ruvain sells a field to Shimon, and Levi, who has a lien against his Sada, comes and takes his field away from Shimon. So if Ruvain originally sold a field to Shimon, Shaloi Ba'achrayis, and Ruvain specifically wrote, I'm selling this field to you subject to any liens or claims, so certainly Shimon cannot claim to Ruvain that he has to pay him back for this field. And Shmuel teaches us that a sefer is not allowed to just decide to add a clause that will state that if Ruvain sells this field to Shimon, and then someone comes and takes the field away from Shimon, that Ruvain is personally responsible for the principal and any improvements that Shimon makes to the land. And Shmuel also tells us that a sefer can't add in a clause that Ruvain agrees that if someone takes the sada away from Shimon, that Ruvain will replace the sada with his idis, as if a shtar doesn't mention what Ruvain's responsibility is, then Ruvain would only be chayav to pay based on bainness. And finally, a sefer cannot add in a clause into a shtar mechira that if the bal chayav of Ruvain takes the sada away from Shimon, then not only will Ruvain be personally responsible, there will also be a lien against all of Ruvain's properties that Ruvain owned at the time that he sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon will be able to go and collect from any subsequent buyer of these fields. And Rashi states in middle diva maskel shevach shefa b'shibud tzarech li malech v'im loy nimlach by loy yichtayv. And if the sefer doesn't ask the seller what his intent is, then the sefer can't just go and write that sheish meicha she'im mekabel b'achrayis, as there are many times where the buyer is not mekabel achrayis and he sells the field as is v'afim kibel al keren, and even if the mekabel will pay back the keren loy kibel al shevach, sometimes not mekabel to pay back any improvements v'afim kibel al shteim, and even the mekabel on both of them loy kibel al b'isim idis el min abenis. Sometimes the seller may not agree to the buyer that the buyer could collect from idis, and therefore you'll only be able to collect mebenis amo lavtei seifu. And therefore we see that achrayis is lavtei seifu the ikla meima imlech beiv loy kibel al. Now we see it's possible to say that the seifu actually is Ruvain as to his intent, and Ruvain said, I'm selling it as is, and I'm not taking any achrayis and any responsibility for any loss that occurs to Shimon. And therefore we see that Shmuel holds that achrayis lav tayy seifu, and as the Gemara says, le'im man da'omahar, le'omahar, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's shaila is that it seems that the man the Omer who actually said this member of Shmuel actually did not say the second member of Shmuel, and there's a serious Amroyim as to what Shmuel actually stated. And I am the Ritva who feels that that can't be the Gemara's question, and therefore the Ritva explains that the Gemara's question is, since we see from the member of Shmuel that Shevach, Shefa, Veshibud, Sarachli, Malach, that Achrayis is Lav Tayyaseifu, then Chayr, when Shmuel stated before you in my time, Rabbanan, Esavri, Achrayis Tayyaseifu, maybe we should say that Shmuel actually is only bringing that in according to Rabbanan, but Shmuel himself doesn't agree to Rabbanan, and he passing the halacha that Achrayis Lav Tayyaseifu, and as we know, we passing like Shmuel, Bimaminis, therefore the halacha would be that Achrayis Lav Tayyaseifu. And the Gemara answers, Loy Kasha, Kam Bishtari Havad, Loy Yav Inish Zuzu Bichli, Kam Bishtari Mekachamemka, David Inish, the Zavin Ara, Loy Yame, that we can mechali between the two dinim that Shmuel mentioned, as when Shmuel stated that Rabbanan hold Achrayis Tayyaseifu, he was discussing a case of Shtari Havad, and certainly in a case where Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Shimon requires that Reuven writes a Shtari Havad, it must be that Shimon wouldn't have lent his money without receiving a valid lien against Reuven's properties. Therefore, by Shtari Havad, that certainly Shmuel holds that we say Achrayis Tayyaseifu, and as Rashi says, Kimin Loy Ochel Peiros, that since Shimon has no benefit by giving this loan to Reuven, as he's not going to receive anything extra, as he can't even take interest, and Shimon will not have any profit from this loan, and Veloy Misani Midi, and Shimon is not having any hanah from this loan, so Leishadi Zuzi Bichli, Leishvei B'Loy Achrayis, then why would Shimon be incentivized to go and lend this money to Reuven without having Achrayis and without having a lien against Reuven's kaka? As of course, if Shimon doesn't have a lien against Reuven's kaka, then certainly Shimon has great risk, as Zayimka Nechasav Shiyav Ligvais Lo Yimatze Klum, as Reuven will go and sell all of his assets, and then when Shimon comes to collect from Reuven, Reuven will say, I don't have any assets, and he won't pay Shimon back, and therefore certainly we say Achrayis Tayyaseifa. However, when Shmuel stated Shevach Shefa Veshibud Tzarechli Malech, that is talking about a shtar of Mekachamemka. And certainly when thinking about a business transaction, then certainly we can understand that it's possible that Shimon will buy a field from Reuven, and he will buy it subject to any liens that Reuven has on this field, as certainly Shimon potentially will get a better deal in that scenario, since Shimon is buying this field in an as-is condition. Therefore, Shimon understands his risk that potentially he'll only have this field for one day, and then certainly he may lose money, but ultimately he has the potential that he could keep this field forever. And as Rashi says, Ovid Inish, Dizavin Arali Yoyma, Lesafikim Echot, Shema Lo Yitri, as maybe no one will come and be goyver the sada from him, the imi chifu shemlus man ruba, and even if they will come and actually collect on their lien, maybe that will take a long time, and therefore Shimon will actually get value out of the sada prior to losing this field. And therefore Shmuel hold that in the case of a shtar from mekachem emka, then we would say that achrayis lav tayyaseifu. And the Gemara continues and brings a mefurish raya that it is pshat in Shmuel, as the Gemara brings a story kahid avu ba'i zaben alita me'achte, that it was a story with Avu Abayi, who bought an upper story of a home from his sister, also Balchayv Tafrimine, and then a Balchayv of his sister, who had a previous lien on the upper story of this home, came and took away the upper story of this home from Avu Abayi, also Kamei de Mashmuel, and Avu Abayi brought his sister to a dinter in front of Shmuel, and Amalei, and Shmuel said to Avu Abayi, Kosklo Chachrayis, when you wrote Yishtab Mekachememka, did your sister guarantee the Mekach? And Amalei, Loi, and Avu Abayi said that we didn't write it in the Shtab Mekach, and therefore, a Malay, so Shmuel said to Avu Abayi in Cain, Zilu Shalma, that if you didn't have Achrayis written into your shtar, then your sister was not mekabel on herself Achrayis and did not guarantee the sale, so therefore you don't have a claim against your sister. And the Gemara tells us that a Malay, Avu Abayi, now responded to Shmuel with the exact question that we previously asked, that how can you tell me that Achrayis is Lav Tayyaseifa if you said that according to Rabbanon of our Mishnah, Achrayis is Tayyaseifa? And a Malay and Shmuel himself responded to Avu Abayi, Hanimi, that the only time that I said that Achrayis Tayyaseifa was only b'dgei Ashtari Ava, and as we said before, and because of the Sfarah, the Leyav Inish Zuzi B'chti, Al B'shtari Mekachamemka Loi, however, I never said that Achrayis Tayyaseifa b'dgei Ashtari Mekachamemka, and the Sfarah is, as we explained before, the Ovid Inish, the Zavin Ara Leyami, and the Gemara continues, Om Abaya, Abaya states, Reuven Shemacha Sadla Shimon B'Achrayis, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon, and he sold it with the guarantee that if someone comes and collects this field from you based on a previous Chayv, and Reuven promises to pay Shimon back, and then Reuven's Bal Chayv, let's call him Levi, comes to Bezdin with a tefillah against Shimon, and he tells Shimon that I have a right to this field based on a previous loan that I gave to Reuven. And Abaye teaches us, Reuven has the right and the ability to go directly to Bezdin with Levi, and he could go and bring all his tainus against Levi. As Rashi says, and he could go and try to remove the claim of Levi against Shimon with any taina that he has. And for example, Reuven could say to Levi that I don't owe you any money as I already paid you. That I have another tefiyah against you about another chayiv that you owe me. And that's why I didn't pay you back for this chayiv. And therefore, you can't take this field from Shimon. And Levi can't say to Bezdin that Reuven has no right to make a claim against me. He can't come to Bezdin and start talking on behalf of Shimon and trying to help Shimon, as ultimately my claim is against the kaka that Shimon now has. And as Rashi says, kaka Shimon ani doitel. And even though Reuven has a claims against Levi, but im yesh lecha tefilah, if you have any claims against me and you claim that either you paid me off or you have other claims against me, hamideni bedin, then take me to a separate din Torah and you can't come and join this din Torah. The reason why Levi can't tie into that, the amalei, because Reuven says to Levi, the matkrimine alai didi hoda, that if you will actually remove this field from Shimon, then ultimately Shimon's going to come back to me. And since I guarantee this field to Shimon, ultimately you're causing me a loss. And therefore, when you go into a din Torah with Shimon, it is clearly connected to me. And therefore, I could come to Bezdin to protect my rights. And the Gemara continues, Ikadamri, and others say that Abai did not say that this is only true when Reuven was Mekabel Achrayus for the Sada that he sold to Shimon. But Afilo Shloi Bachrayus Nami, the Amalei, Leinichud Lehevish Leshimon to Rumislai. And even in the case where Reuven was not Mekabel Achrayus on the sale that he sold to Shimon, and even if he sold it as is, and Shimon bought the Sada subject to any liens that were on the property, and even so, Reuven can come to Bezdin and bring any taina that would help Shimon. As Lemaisa, even though it's true that Shimon will not be able to come and collect money from Reuven, and therefore Reuven doesn't have a potential monetary loss in this claim. However, certainly Shimon will have a taina to Reuven that why don't you tell me that Levi had a claim against his Sada, and therefore, based on the fact that Shimon may have a claim against Reuven, Reuven is still considered connected to this din Torah, and therefore he could come and protect his rights in the din Torah. And the Ritva explains that the Chiddush Vabai is that even though we hold that if Levi has a claim against Shimon and takes Shimon to Bezdin, that Shimon can bring an attorney to Bezdin, and therefore in our case, where Levi is coming with a claim against Shimon, really there's no question that Shimon could go to Reuven and tell Reuven, since you know the story, you should come to Bezdin and be my attorney and help me out in this case. And Abai is Mechadish, that in our case, even if Shimon did not appoint Reuven to be his attorney, even so, Reuven can come to Bezdin on his own accord and come and join into this din Torah, Ayin Ritva. However, other Rishonim argue on the Ritva, and they hold that generally a Nitva cannot appoint an attorney when coming to a din Torah, and therefore the Chiddush of Abaye is very simple, that in this case, Reuven can come to Bezdin and act as Shimon's attorney. And Ayin Taisis, Dima Maskel, Dina Hu Da'asi Reuven, that Taisis is, Tema, my Nafgamina, what's the Nafgamina? They'll call Mash Yuchalitin Reuven, Tayin Shimon, even if we won't let Reuven come to Bezdin by himself, but the Maisa is a din of Tayin and Lekeach, therefore Shimon himself could bring these claims to Bezdin, and Bezdin themselves will actually tiny these tainas for Shimon. Taisis first tries to bring two nafkaminas, Ayin and Taisis, and then Taisis brings five terutim, and Taisis says, Vishlema, the nafkamina, im amish Shimon, ainly edim, ve ainly raya, in a case where Shimon says, I don't have any more edim, and I don't have any proofs, the akim matza edim, o raya, shu ainly yachalavi, that we know that if Shimon finds edim or another raya, he can't bring it, they in a locker of Shimon Gamliel, beraya achreina, msech sanedrin, ve ruven yuvim, but the maisa Reuven could still bring these edim, as Reuven never said that he doesn't have any edim or any raya. Inami could go in Shabachoyev, chayev shvur deraisa to Reuven, that if there's a case where this Bachoyev is chayev to make a shvur deraisa to Reuven, the hashtag yagagal of shvur shloi para, and therefore there could be a gilgal shvur at this point, the Levi will also have to swear they never got paid, aval shimon lo yishavel shvur drabanan, but the shimon will only have to make a shvur drabanan, and we know that shvur deraisa is much more stringent than shvur drabanan. And Taisa continues, number three, v'oy nafkamina kagoyin shvurven pekech ubadvarim, there's a nafkamina, if Reuven is a better speaker and a better attorney than Shimon, then certainly Reuven wants to be the one to go to Bezdin, and he doesn't want to rely on Shimon. V'oyed, and number four, she'en in Meis Baratzin neged Reuven l'fishi yadish baharo, that certainly Levi will not be Meis Panav when Reuven's in Bezdin, as Levi knows that Reuven already paid back the Chayiv, and he'll only be Meis in front of Shimon. And finally, number five, oyim yachol Reuven l'lechas imay l'Bezdin HaGadol v'Shimon ein yachol, in a case where Reuven can't travel to Bezdin HaGadol, Reuven wants to take Levi to Bezdin HaGadol, and Shimon doesn't have the opportunity to take Levi to Bezdin HaGadol. Levi claims that since Shimon can't go to the Bezdin HaGadol, therefore Reuven should not be able to drag Levi to the Bezdin HaGadol, Kamash Mulan, that Reuven can even drag Levi to a different Bezdin. Reuven can take Levi to the Bezdin HaGadol. And the Gemara continues, V'amar Abaye, Reuven Shemacha Sav L'Shimon Shaloi B'Achrayis V'yotzu Ola Asikin. And Abaye states, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without a guarantee, and right afterwards a rumor starts, or Levi comes and claims that his father owned this Sado, or that he has a lien against his field, so Abaye teaches us that actually Hichsikba Yachal Achzabai, that if Shimon didn't yet pay for the property, and Shimon was not yet machzik in the property, then although generally a person shouldn't be chayza, but But in this case, Shimon can be chayza. But if he already gave Reuven money, then since Kaker Nikdis bekesav b'shtar v'chazaka, so Shimon was already claiming the sada and he couldn't be chayza. And we continue on Dafu Dalar and Beis. However, Mishahichzik ba in Yachalachzik ba, and Rashi states that even if Shimon didn't yet pay Reuven for the Kaker, but since Shimon was claiming the Kaker through chazaka, so Shimon can't retract and he would still have to pay Reuven for the purchase of the property. And as Rashi says, v'moysalzeh is considered a milva. And the Gemara explains the Amalei chayse the Kidri savage v'kibla. Reuven will say to Shimon, as Rashi says over here, that you bought a bag full of knots, or as Rashi says in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Tesamin Av, that you bought a bag which was knotted, and even though it only had ear inside the bag, you can't be chayza. And the Gemara explains, me'im masai havi chazaka mechidaya shamitri. And as Rashi explains, what is an example of a chazaka when Shimon walks around the field and he fixed the boundary markers of the field? And for example, Shimon steps on the ground around the field and strengthens the fence around the field. And lefi this version of the din of Abaya, this only applies where Shimon is buying a field shaloi b'achrayis. However, Shimon bought the field and Reuven guaranteed that if anyone comes and takes the field, then I will reimburse you. Then certainly Shimon can be chayza even after he made a kinyan. And since certainly if Levi would actually take this field, then Shimon would be able to be reimbursed from Reuven, and therefore Shimon can just keep the money now and not go through the entire process. However, the Gemara continues v'ikidami, and others have a version afilu b'achrayis nami the amalei achvi tarfach v'shalom loch, that even if Reuven guaranteed the field to Shimon, Shimon cannot back out, as Reuven will tell Shimon that although certainly once Levi wins and Bezdin takes this field from you and they give you a receipt, then certainly you'd be able to come to me and you'd be able to collect on my guarantee. However, until that point that you go through the proper procedures, I'm not worried about Levi's claim, and since you already made a kinyan on this sada, so you can't hold back the money that you owe me. And I entice this at the bottom of Daf Yudal and Aleph that learns our Gemara differently, and he asks multiple questions in Rashi, and he specifically asks a question that L'chari, the Gemara explains what a chazaka is, and it says the Daish HaMitri, and L'chari, if it's talking about the standard kinyan chazaka, and as we know that Kaka is Nicholas because of B'shtar v'chazaka, so L'chari, number one, why would the Gemara have to give an example of a chazaka if we know what chazaka is? And number two, why would we give an example of Daish HaMitri if L'chari we should give an example based on Mishnah Masechet Baba Basra that says Nol Gadol Paretz, a chazaka is when you know Gadol Paretz? And Ayin entices that based on these questions, he learns our Gemara differently than Rashi, Ayin Shum. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out Taisus on Daf Yudalam and Aleph, Diba Maschel Shibut Tzarech Limalech, and Taisus points out that although if Reuven sells a field to Shimon, Shaloi Bachrayis, then Levi, who is a Balchayv of Reuven, comes and takes the field away from Shimon, that Shimon has no taina to Reuven and can't go and collect from Reuven, as Reuven never guaranteed the field. However, certainly, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and then Levi comes and says that this field was stolen from me and Reuven never really owned it and he had no right to sell it to you, then certainly now that Levi took away that field from Shimon, then even if Shimon did not buy this field from Reuven by Achrayis and Reuven did not guarantee the field to Shimon, but Shimon can still go to Reuven and collect on the money that he owes him, and Shimon would even have a right to collect from Meshubadim. And Taisus says, Kivin Davi Mekach Tais Havlei Shtar Ava, since Reuven didn't even own this field at that time, therefore he had no right to sell it to Shimon, and therefore the entire transaction was a Mekach Tais. We need to look at this transaction as if Shimon gave money to Reuven as a loan, and therefore Shimon can collect from Reuven and even from Meshubadim. And our Gemara now continues and discusses a case of Gzela, as Itma we learned, Hamecha Sadal Chaver Vinimsa She'ina Shalai, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and then it turns out that Reuven never owned the field as he really stole it from Levi, and now Levi comes and takes the field away from Shimon and he reacquires his own field, and now Shimon has a loss of money. So Rav Oma Yeshle Moyes Vieshle Shabach, Rav says that now Shimon could go back to Reuven and he could demand that he pays him back his original money, and if while Shimon had his field, he was Mashpiach the field and he improved the field, then Shimon could also demand from Reuven that he should pay him for his improvements. And as Rashi says, V'yishle shavach, im zeh shpiach zekaka bezevel oi begedo, or some agarius benir, chaydim shahitzi nigzal miyadai, goyve lekech min ha-meicha shavach, then Shimon could collect this money from Reuven. And Rashi asks, v'im toima ha nigzal yitein ha-shavach, shavei yeshivo kaka mishubachas, l'chayra, why is it that Shimon goes back to Reuven to collect on the shavach? If l'chayra, originally Levi had a field that was worth $1,000, and now they took away from Shimon and it's worth $1,500, so l'chayra, why should Reuven have to pay that amount if Reuven only stole a field that was worth $1,000, and really Shimon should have to go to Levi and Levi should pay Shimon the extra $500? And Vieh Shleiman, Rashi says, Kagoin Shigazl Meshubachas Vechsifa Biada Gazlin, that the case was that Ein Echanami, originally when Reuven stole this field from Levi, it was actually worth $1,500, and then it depreciated and went down to $1,000. And now that Shimon bought this field from Reuven, he went and improved the field, and the field is once again worth $1,500. But Lemaisa, when Levi comes to collect this field from Shimon, he only got back his original amount of $1,500, and therefore certainly Levi doesn't owe this amount to Shimon. But Lemaisa, Shimon could still go back to Reuven and said, "I paid you $1,000, but Lemaisa, I improved this land, and now Levi took away a field from me that was worth $1,500, and therefore Rav says that Reuven would owe Shimon an extra $500. And it seems from Rashi that Rashi is giving us a scenario where Levi doesn't have to pay Shimon anything, as Lemaisa, Reuven stole a field from Levi that was worth $1,500, and now Levi's getting back a field that's worth $1,500. However, Ayin and Taisis, Dibe Maskel, Beishle Shevach, where Taisis says that even though Reuven has to pay the Shevach to Shimon, however, Levi would have to pay for the expenses that Shimon incurred while improving the Sada, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Amen. Shmuel states, that although Shimon has a right to collect the actual money they paid for the field, and it goes back to Reuven, and Reuven would have to pay him $1,000, however, Reuven would have to pay him for the Shevach, and would not have to pay him the extra $500. And keep in mind that in our case, it doesn't make a difference if Reuven was Mekabel Achrayus, or if he sold it to Shimon, Shalei B'Achrayus, and without any guarantee. In any case, since Lemaisa had no right to sell this field, and he was a Ganiv, so in all cases, Shimon has a right to go back to Reuven, and according to Rav, Yesh Lemois, Yesh Shevach, and according to Shmuel, Mois Yesh Lemois, Shevach Inloi, and the Gemara continues, Boim Neim Rav Huna, they ask a Shaila from Rav Huna, as to the Pshat and Shmuel, as Shmuel stated, Mois Yesh Lemois, Shevach Inloi, Pirish Lemois, Shevach Mao, according to Shmuel, if at the time that Reuven sold this field to Shimon, he actually explicitly stated that not only will I guarantee the principal, but I'll even guarantee any Shevach, what would be a din? And the Gemara explains the Shaila, Taim of the Shmuel, Meshum Dlai Pirish Shvach of Hacha Pirish Law. Do we say that the reason why Shmuel said that Shimon cannot collect the Shevach is because they didn't make an explicit Tanai, and therefore Shimon is only entitled to the actual money they paid to Reuven and not to the improvements? Or Yidilma, Taim of the Shmuel, Kivin Dlesle Kaka, Mechse Karibis? Or do we say that Shmuel holds that since in this case Reuven really stole this field, and therefore he really wasn't selling anything to Shimon? When Shimon gave Reuven money, he wasn't really getting anything in return, and at that point, really, Reuven already owed the money to Shimon, and it was as if Shimon lent this money to Reuven, and therefore, when Shimon now comes back to Reuven, and he wants to get the Shevach, if he would actually be paid the extra $500, it would be Mechzik Ribbis, as it looks like he gave him a $1,000 loan, and now he got back $1,500. And the Gemara continues, Omleis, Rav Huna responded, in Velav, Rafia Biyade. Initially, Rav Huna paskin like the first side of the Gemara, that Shimon would be able to collect the Shevach in that case, because he explicitly stated that he's going to have a guarantee on the Shevach. However, afterwards he said that he would not be able to be going with the Shevach, as he held like the second side of the Gemara, that's Mechzik Ribbis. And in actuality, Rav Huna was Mesupik, and as Rashi says, that the answer to the Shaila was something which was weak by him, as he didn't understand exactly what Shmuel held, and therefore he was still Mesupik. And the Gemara continues that this Shaila that they had, that Rav Huna was Mesupik on, Lemaisa, it's a Mefurish Adin that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, as Itma we learned, Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that if Reuven sold a field to Shimon, and then Levi comes and says that this field never belonged to Reuven and it was stolen from me, and Levi takes this field back, then Shimon could go back to Reuven and collect the mois, but he cannot collect the Shevach. And even if they explicitly mention a guarantee regarding the Shevach, and my time was the reason, kibin kaka inloy, as since Reuven never owned this kaka, therefore if Shimon would be allowed to collect the Shevach and get the extra $500, then he's really receiving money based on the fact that he lent money to Reuven, and therefore it's Mechzik Ribbis, just like the second tzad in the Shaila that he asked Rav Huna. And the Gemara continues, Esvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav asked a question to Rav Nachman that just brought down in the name of Shmuel, in the case where a Gazlan takes away a field from a buyer, the buyer cannot be goyver the Shevach in any case, and even in a case where the seller actually guaranteed the actual principal plus the Shevach, even so it's Mechzik Ribbis, and therefore you can't collect the Shevach. And Rav asked on Rav Nachman from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that states, Ein Mitzil Achilos Peris Ulashevach HaKoyz Ulamazin Yishav HaBonis Minichasim Mishubadim Play Tikkun Olam, that as we know, the Chum were always concerned and were trying to protect buyers that they shouldn't incur a loss in a case that it's impossible for them to have known what their potential loss and exposure was when they bought the Sada from the Meicha, as if we would say that they're still going to be responsible in certain cases. then it would affect that people would not be able to transact properly, and it would affect transactions in the marketplace. Buyers won't want to take risk and buy properties as they don't know their potential liability. And therefore, the Chacham said, although there's a Tanai Ksuba that states that when Reuven dies, he will still support his wife and he will still support her daughters. However, his wife and her daughters cannot collect for their mazon from the Chasam Shubadim. And as Rashi explains, that there's no one that doesn't have a wife and doesn't have this chayiv, and lemaisa it's something which doesn't have a set amount, and therefore the lekuches can't protect themselves to make sure that they take into account the amount of money that he may owe his wife for her mazonis. And similarly, the Mishnah states that for achilas peiros and shevach hakoyis, you can't collect min chasam shubadim. And Rashi says, achilas peiros b'shevach hakoyis nami davish in yaduahu, that's something that's not known, and therefore a buyer can't protect himself. And since the buyer is a purchaser of a value without knowledge, and therefore you can't collect for achilas peiros or shevach hakoyis from the chasam shubadim. And the Gemara will continue and explain exactly what achilas peiros and shevach hakoyis refers to. And Rav now continues and asks Rav Nachman, that's muach from the Mishnah, that we only said that you can't be goyva these items from mishubadim and from lekuches, however you could go and collect these items from the bnei chayrin of the owner. And viktani mil l'shevach hakoyis, and we said in this Mishnah you could collect shevach hakoyis and ma'ila b'lekech megazlin. And l'chayr, the case in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin must be referring to a case where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and then Reuven sold that field to Shimon, and now Levi comes and takes the field away from Shimon. And the Mishnah teaches us that although Shimon can not only collect the karen from Reuven, but he can even collect the principal amount that he paid to Reuven from the lekuches that bought any sadis from Reuven after he made this purchase from Reuven. However, Shimon would not have a right to collect the improvements and the extra $500 from any subsequent purchases that bought a property from Reuven. And as Rashi says, Shashavach lo yekotzer b'shas mechira kashikibul ol v'achrayis. But certainly, as we mediate from the Mishnah, Shimon can collect the $500 directly from Reuven. And clearly, we see that the Mishnah is not going like Shmuel, because Shmuel said mois yeshloi and shavach inloi, and Shimon doesn't even have the right to collect the $500 directly from Reuven. And the Gemara answers loi b'bal choiv, that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is not talking about a case where Levi came and took the field away based on the fact that he claimed that Reuven stole this field from him, but the case was where Reuven actually owned a field and he sold it to Shimon, and then Levi, who had a lien against his property based on the fact that he lent money to Reuven, came and foreclosed on this property that Reuven sold to Shimon, and now Shimon's coming back to Reuven to collect on the money that he lost. The Mishnah teaches us that in the case of Achayiv, that's different than the case of a person that stole a field. Although Shimon cannot collect the extra $500 from the lekuches of Reuven that bought a field from Reuven after Reuven sold this field to Shimon, but certainly Shimon has a right to go and collect $500 directly from Reuven, and that's what the Mishnah meant when it said that you can't collect shevach hakoyis mimishubadim. And we made a proper diuk that you could collect shevach hakoyis from the chos of bnei chayrin. As Rashi explains, that in this case, even Shmuel agrees that it's not mechsek ribis, as when Reuven sold this field to Shimon, Reuven actually owned this field, and therefore Shimon actually bought something from Reuven. And although it's true that there was a lien against this property even at the time that Reuven sold this field to Shimon, and Levi had the ability to take away the field from Shimon, but it was also a possibility that Levi would have gone to Reuven and would have been able to collect money from Reuven or taken some of his other assets, and therefore we don't look at it as if Shimon lent any money to Reuven, and we look at it as a standard transaction between Reuven and Shimon. And therefore, when Levi takes away the field from Shimon, we don't look at it as if Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuven and now he got back $1,500, which would be mechsek ribis, and instead we look at it that Shimon bought a field from Reuven for $1,000, and it's now as if he sold the field back to Reuven for $1,500, and therefore it's not mechsek ribis. And the Gemara continues, even Balchayiv, if he's telling us that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Balchayiv came and took away the field from Shimon, Emer Reisha, let us see the case of the Reisha, as the Reisha of the Mishnah states, Emer Tzion L'Achilas Peiros. And right now, the Habamina of the Gemara is that we're talking about a case where Reuven actually sold the field to Shimon, and then Peiros grew in the field, and they're fully grown. Now Levi, who has a lien against this kaka of Reuven, comes and forecloses on this piece of property that Shimon bought from Reuven. And Levi also took all of the fruit that was in this land, and now Shimon goes back to Reuven and he wants to get repaid and he wants to get reimbursed. And the Mishnah teaches us that although Shimon could get reimbursed for the Karen even from Mishubadim, but he can't get reimbursed for the Peiros from Mishubadim, and he can only get reimbursed from Reuven himself. And the Gemara is, that if the Reish is talking about a case of a Balchayiv, then how could we say that Levi actually came to Shimon and not only did he take the kaka away from Shimon, but he even took the fully grown Peiros away from Shimon? As certainly that's not something that a Balchayiv will be able to collect. As Va'am Shmuel, as Shmuel himself said, Balchayiv goyves haShevach, that Balchayiv could collect the Shevach, and he has a right to take the full Sodah, including its improvements. However, Avo Peiros Loi, the Balchayiv doesn't have a right to take the Paris away from Shimon, and therefore how could the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin tell us if the Paris were taken away from Shimon that Shimon can't collect those Paris from Reuven's Lekuchais, and Shimon can only collect the value of the Paris from Reuven directly, if L'chira the Paris were never taken away from Shimon, and since at the time that these Paris fully ripened, Shimon legitimately owned this Sada, therefore the Paris belonged to Shimon, and Levi would not have a right to go and collect those Paris. Therefore the Gemara says, El Pshita Begeizel V'Nigzal, it must be that the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and then Reuven sold this field to Shimon, and as Rashi says, that Reuven actually stole this field while there were Paris already in the field, and then he sold it to Shimon, or Rashi says, Inami Gozble Paris, that really Reuven stole it without Paris, and then he sold it to Shimon, and then the field grew these Paris, and since in this case, Reuven didn't have a right to the Kaka, and didn't have a right to sell this field to Shimon, and therefore Shimon really was illegitimately in this field, so Levi comes and tithes to Shimon that I have a right not only to get back my kaka, but I also have a right to get back the Paris that are fully grown that is in my field. Since the field was stolen from me, and therefore you weren't legitimately in this field, therefore it's considered as if you are Yair L'tech Stei Chaveri, and you came into my field and improved my field by growing Paris, then it is that I have a right to keep the Paris, and all I would have to pay you is only for your expenses that you incurred while creating these Paris. And the Gemara continues that in order for you to have explained this Mishnah according to Shmuel, we have to explain when the Mishnah stated Shevakakois, it's referring to a case where a Balchayev came and took the Kaka from Shimon, and therefore there wasn't a problem of Mechse Karibis. However, we just proved that the ratio of the Mishnah that stated Lachilas Paris must be talking about a case of Geizel V'Nigzal, and therefore the ratio of Geizel V'Nigzal, since the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a case where Levi came and he collected the Paris that Shimon had in his field based on the fact that he claimed that Reuven stole this field from him, so Seifi Nami Geizel V'Nigzal, the Lachir in the next case of the Mishnah of the Shevakakois seems to be going in the same case where it was talking about a case of Geizel V'Nigzal, and we're back to the original question on Shmuel, then L'chayr Shimon shouldn't have no right to go and collect the Sheva Kakois from Reuven himself, as L'maisitz Mechse Karibis. And the Gemara answers, Midi Iria, Hakid Isa, Hakid Isa, Eina Chinami. We could say the Reish is talking about a case of Geizel V'Nigzal, and the Seif is talking about a case of a Balchayv. Therefore, both the Reish and the Seif work out according to the Shita of Shmuel. And Rashi points out that the Gemara later will ask on the Reish of the Mishnah as well, that how could the Reish of the Mishnah state that Shimon could go and collect the Paris from Reuven, if L'chayr, since the Reish is talking about a case where it was a Gazlan and a Nigzal, so L'chayr, when Shimon goes and collects this money from Reuven, it'll also be Mechzik Ribbis, and according to Shmuel, how could it be that although Shimon can't collect the Paris from the Chasim Mishubadim, but he could collect it from Dechayrin, if L'chayr, it's Mechzik Ribbis? And the Gemara continues and asks that you just stated that the Seifa of the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin that speaks about Sheva Kakois is talking about a case of a Balchayv and not the case of a Gazlan and a Nigzal, but the Maisa, we have a Brisa that explains this Mishnah, and the Brisa clearly states that the Seif is talking about a case of Gzela and not a case of a Balchayv. Brisa explains, L'Shevakakois Ketzad, when the Mishnah mentioned the case of Shevakakois, what is the scenario? And we will read the words of the Brisa, and then the Gemara will explain it. So the Brisa states, Hareisha Gozel Sodom Echaber, if Reuven stole a field from Levi, Vare Yotze Metachas Yodai, and now Bezin took away this field, the din is Kishu Goiva, Goiva Sakarim, and the Chosim Mishubadim, the Shevak Goiva, and the Chosim Dechirin. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, what is the Brisa referring to, and what case is the Brisa talking about? If you're going to tell me that it's exactly as the Brisa states, that Reuven stole a field from Levi, and now Levi comes to Bezin, and he takes the field back from Reuven, and the Gemara says, of course that can't be the case of the Brisa, as Gazlan and my Gavi, as how could the Brisa then state, Kishu Goiva, Goiva Sakarim, and Chosim Mishubadim, and Shevak Goiva, and Chosim Dechirin? Why would the Reuven be able to collect anything from anyone, as certainly Reuven stole this field, and Levi had a right to take this field back, and certainly there's no way that Reuven's going to receive any money back. And it must be that the Bryce is explaining that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario which is exactly the way we explained the Mishnah in the Havmina Gemara, where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and then Reuven sold this stolen field to Shimon for $1,000, and Shimon improved the land, and it's now worth $1,500, and now Levi goes to Bezin, and Bezin now comes and gives the field of Levi back to Levi, and now Shimon has a tie to Reuven that you owe me money. And the Bryce tells him first, Kishu Goiva, when Shimon comes to collect from Reuven, that certainly Goiva Sakarim and the Chasim Mishubadim, Shimon can collect $1,000 from Reuven directly or from the Chasim Mishubadim and even from the Kuchais, the Shevach Goiva and the Chasim Lecherin. However, since relevant to the Shevach, it's Ein Lekitzva, therefore the Chacham made a takana that you can't collect from the Chasim Mishubadim, but you could still collect from Lecherin and you could collect directly from Reuven. And clearly we see from this Braisa that the case of the Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittin, is talking about a scenario of Gezel, and therefore, based on the way that the Braisa explains the Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittin, our original question on Shmuel Shmuel once again returns, and the Gemara continues on Malay that Shmuel will respond, Lav Terutza Kamit Teratzada, Tarat Nami Bebachoyv, that Lemaisa, the actual Lashon and Brisa was, Harisha Gozel Sodom and Chaveri, Varei Yotzim Metachas Yodai, and we couldn't even understand the words of the Brisa, and therefore we had to revise the Brisa, and we had to add in a few words, and we stated that the Brisa really meant to say, Kagoin Shagozel Sodom and Chaveri, Umachol Acha Veshpicha, and once we see that we had to change the Brisa in any case, then we could explain that when the Brisa states, Harisha Gozel Sodom and Chaveri, it actually was not talking about a case where Reuben stole a field from Levi, and we could explain that the Brisa is really talking about a case where Reuben sold a field to Shimon, and Levi had a previous lien on that Sada because Levi lent money to Reuben, and therefore it's not talking about a case of Gzela, and therefore there's no problem with Mechse Karibis, and that's why when Shimon comes to collect the money from Reuben, though he can't collect the extra $500 for his improvements from the Lekuchas of Reuben, but Shimon can certainly collect the extra $500 directly from Reuben. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll ask you another question on the Din of Shmuel from the Brisa that explains the Mishnah Meseches Gittin, as the Brisa states, L'Achilus Perius Ketzad, the case of the Mishnah Meseches Gittin that stated that you can't collect for Achilus Perius from Meshubadim and you can only collect from Bnei Chorin. What is the scenario? And the Brisa states, Harisha Gozel Sadim Mechaveir, Varei Yoitzu Metachas Yadai, Kishu Goyva Goyva Sakar Menachas Meshubadim, U Perius Goyva Menachas Bnei Chorin. And once again, the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what is the scenario that the Brisa is referring to? Ilay Mekediktani, if you will explain that it's exactly as the Brisa states, that Reuven stole a field from Levi and then Perius grew in this field, and then Levi went to Bezdin and was able to prove that Reuven stole this field from him, and now Bezdin came and took the field away from Reuven, but certainly that can't be the case, as Gazel Magavi, that the Brisa tells us that the person that the field was taken away from will now go and collect from someone, and certainly the Gazel has no one to collect his money from as he stole this field, and therefore the field and the Perius did not belong to the Gazel. And once again, the Gemara says, Alav Kagoin Shagazel Sadam Echaveri, Umachal Acha Veshpicha, it must be talking about a case where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and then Reuven sold this field to Shimon. Now there were fully ripened Perius that were in this field, and therefore the field is improved. For example, Reuven sold this field to Shimon for $1,000, and now the field, together with its Perius, is worth $1,500. And now Levi took the entire field away from Shimon. The Brisa teaches us that when Shimon goes back to Reuven to collect on the money that Reuven owes him, Kishu Goyve, Goyve Zakarim, and Chasim Shubadim, Veshavach Goyve, and Chasim Nechirin. Once again, clearly we see against Shmuel, and just like Shmuel stated that you can't collect Shevach HaKoyz because it's Mechseh Karibis, Shmuel should also say that in the case where Reuven stole a field from Levi and then Reuven sold the field to Shimon, Reuven really never sold anything to Shimon, and therefore when Shimon gave the money to Reuven, it was considered as if it's Halvah, and if Shimon would collect the Perius and would collect the extra $500, it would be Mechseh Karibis. And Lefi Shmuel, how could it be that the Brisa states that although Shimon can't collect for the Perius and the extra $500 from Lukuchais, however Shimon can't collect the extra $500 from Reuven, if L'chir, it should be Mechseh Karibis. And the Gemara continues that Amar Rava, Rava comes to be refarish towards Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, and even though in the first question of Gemara we saw was Isvei Rava Rav Nachman, and Rava asked the question of Rav Nachman from the Mishnah Meseches Gittin, however over here Rava comes to defend Rav Nachman, and he says that you can't ask a question on Rav Nachman from this Brisa. Rava explains Hachem Ayeskinon, that the Brisa's case is not talking about a case where Reuven stole a sod from Levi and then sold it to Shimon, but the Brisa is talking about a scenario of Kagoyin Shagazel Sodom Mechaveri Malaya Paris, for Achas HaParis, for Chafaba Bayer Shechinam Aris, where Reuven stole a field from Levi that was worth $1,000, and there were also fully ripened Paris in the field that were worth $500. Then Reuven went and actually consumed the Paris, and therefore he owes $500 to the Nigzal, and he owes $500 to Levi, and of course he can't give back the Paris because the Paris are no longer Ben. And in addition, Reuven dug Bayer Shechinam Aris in this field, and therefore devalued the property, and even though originally the property itself was worth $1,000, now the property is only worth $500, and now Levi comes to Bezin and he claims that Reuven owes him $1,500, and even though generally we say that Kaka in Nigzelis, and therefore Reuven would just be able to give back the Kaka to Levi, and L'chari wouldn't have to pay him any additional money. However, in our case, Reuven devalued the property by digging Bayer Shechinam Aris, and therefore even though Reuven will actually give the property back to Levi, but the property is only worth $500, and Reuven owes Levi $1,000, and therefore he owes him an additional $500 for the Kaka, and Reuven also owes $500 to Levi based on the fact that he ate his Paris. And therefore the Brisa explains that the Mishnah in Meseches Gittin tells us that Bon Nigzal Ligvois Karen, if Levi comes to collect his principal and he's collecting the $500 that Reuven owes him for his field because he devalued the field, Goyim Nechasim Shubadim, then he could be Goyim that money from Nechasim Shubadim, and he could even take it from the Lukuchais. However, Bon Nigzal Ligvois Paris, if Levi comes to collect the amount of money that Reuven caused him a loss by eating $500 worth of his Paris, then Levi could only collect that from Reuven directly, and he couldn't collect it from Nechasim Shubadim. Shabbatim based on the Takanas Chachamim and Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Based on this explanation, the Brice is not a question on Shmuel, as it's not talking about a case where Reuven sold any field to Shimon, and there was no Mechzeh Karibis, as Shimon is not coming to collect from Reuven, and it's talking about a case where Reuven stole from Levi, and now Levi is coming to collect from Reuven, and certainly in this case, there's no Sad of Mechzeh Karibis. And the Gemara continues with another Kimta as to how to explain the Brice of Achilles Peiris, and therefore it won't be a question on Shmuel, as Rav Bar of Huna Omar, and we continue on Daf Tesvav and Av, Kagoyim Shalom Lu Masikin, where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and then Goyim came and they extorted the field away from Reuven, and the reason why they were able to actually get the field was because they came to town, they were looking to steal fields, and Reuven said, come and steal this field, because he knew that he stole it, and it really didn't belong to him in any case, and the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama teaches us that in that case, the din is that Reuven still has to pay back a field to Levi, since the reason why the Masikin took the field away from Reuven was because of Reuven. And Rashi explains that when the Brisa stated, where Reuven stole a field from Levi, it's not referring to Bezdin, but the Brisa is telling us that the Masikin came and took this field away from Reuven. And similar to the Teretz that Rava brought beforehand, then this Teretz as well, the same concept applies that ultimately Reuven owes a field to Levi, and he also owes the Peiris to Levi because the Masikin took the Peiris as well. Now Levi brings Reuven to Bezdin and says that Reuven owes him $1,500, he owes him $1,000 for his field, and he owes him $500 for the payers. And the Brisa teaches us, if Levi comes to collect the value of the actual Sada and he wants to collect $1,000, he could even collect that from Lekuchais. However, if Levi comes to collect the payers and the $500 that Reuven consumed the payers, then he could only collect that directly from Reuven, and he can't collect that from the Chasim Mishubadim based on the Kana of Rabbanan. However, once again, Rav Bar Huna's teretz is that the Brice is actually not talking about a case where Reuven stole a field from Levi and then Reuven sold that field to Shimon, and now Shimon's coming to collect from Reuven, and therefore, of course, there's no problem Mechzeh Karibis, just as we explained in the teretz of Rava, and really the teretz of Rava and the teretz of Rav Bar Huna are almost exactly the same. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Rava loy amak Rav Bar Huna, Rava did not want to give the teretz of Rav Bar Huna because harei yotze mitachas yodai bedina mashma, that the words of the Brice that states that the field is being taken away from Reuven is the standard lashon that the Gemara always uses when we're talking about a din Torah and it's talking about Bezdin taking away a property from Reuven, and therefore Rabbah wanted to make sure that's still talking about a case that Reuven still has the Sada, and the reason why Reuven could not just return the actual Sada and the actual Peiris to Levi was because he consumed the Peiris and he dug Beirut Shechem Aris in the Sada, and therefore he devalued the land. And the Gemara continues, and the reason why Rabbah Bar Puna brought another Teretz and he said we're talking about a case where Masikin came and took this field away from Reuven, that the loss of is mashma that the field is still at the same value, and Reuven did not dig in the field, and the field was still exactly in the same condition as it was when Reuven stole the field, and therefore Rav Bar Puna had to explain that the reason why Reuven couldn't return the field and the Peiris to Levi was because Masikin took the field and the Peiris away from Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, let's start in Kani, when the Brisa discusses the din b'negei Karen and b'negei the Peiris, it's actually talking about two different people that are being Teveya. The reason why Rav Ashi will give this Teretz is because he wants to fit in the Teretz both according to Rav's question and Rav Bar Puna's question, as we will see. And Kagoyin Shagazal Sada Mechaber Malaya Peiris, Va'achas HaPeiris U'machas HaSada, that if Reuven stole a field from Levi and it was full of Peiris, and Reuven consumed the Peiris and he sold the field to Shimon, and then Levi went to Bezdin and he was able to have Bezdin go and take the field away from Shimon, and that is what the Brisa means when it says, Harei Yotze Mitachas Yodai, because it was done through Dayanim, and this case, the field is actually Be'en, and therefore this case works out both according to Rava and according to Rav Bar Huna. And the Brisa teaches us that in this case, if Shimon now goes back to Reuven to collect his $1,000 that he paid to Reuven for this field, then he could even collect that money from the Chasim Shabbatim, as that is the original principle that he gave to Reuven, and that is not Mechzeh Ribbis, as even though Reuven actually never owned this field, and therefore we have to look at this transaction as if it was a loan, but now Shimon is going to collect the actual money that he lent to Reuven as he gave him $1,000. In a Chanami, according to the Brisa, if Shimon would actually try to collect the Peiris, he would not be able to collect the Peiris neither from the Lekuchas of Reuven or from Reuven himself, as it's Mechzeh Karibis, exactly as Shmuel held. And when the Brisa discussed the Din of Peiris, it wasn't referring to Shimon trying to collect the Peiris, but Ban Nigzal Ligvis Peiris, Gaib Menachas B'Dechirin, if Levi now comes to collect the Peiris that Reuven ate and Reuven consumed, so based on the Takanas Chachamim, the Chacham only allowed Levi to collect those Peiris from Reuven directly and not from the Chasim Mishubadim and not from the Kuchais. lines. The Gemara continues, Beilu Rava, Beilu Rava Bar Puna, Milval Pehu, that L'chiru, based on the two terutzim that we just brought, and both according to Rava and Rava Bar Puna, we're talking about a case where Reuven stole a field from Levi, and Reuven can't return the actual field to Levi, either as Rava stated, because Reuven ruined the field, and he was scuffed by Bayer Shechir Marius, and therefore he devalued the field, or like Rava Bar Puna said, that we're talking about a case where Masikin came and took away the field, and therefore Reuven is unable to return the Sadab En. Brisa teaches us that Levi can collect the principal amount of the field from the Chasam Shabbatim and from Lekuchais, and the Gemara is that since Reuven stole this field from Levi, so L'chira, the Lekuchais didn't have any ability to know about this, and how could it be that we would allow Levi to collect for the Kaka from the Lekuchais? L'chira, this should be no better than a din of Milva Peh, or Milva Peh in a Goyim in the Chasam Shabbatim, and we know by a Milva Peh, you can't collect from the Chasam Shabbatim because it's unfair to Lekuchais, as they had no knowledge that there was actual loan over here, and therefore in our case as well, the Lekuchais didn't know that Reuven stole a field, and therefore how could we penalize the Lekuchais, and how could Levi go and collect the principal from the Lekuchais? And the Gemara answers, Hachem Ayeskinan Kesha'am Abedin V'Hadazavin, that in a Chinami, the case was where Levi actually took Reuven to Bezdin, and the Bezdin Paskin that Reuven stole this field, and therefore Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi, and of course Reuven doesn't have the actual field according to Rabbi Bar Puna, and according to Rabbi, he doesn't have the actual value of the initial field. L'maisa, Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi, but since there's a P'sak Bezdin, therefore there's a call. Therefore, any buyer that comes to Reuven to buy another field after the point of the P'sak Bezdin must have had knowledge that Reuven owes this money to Levi, and therefore this field that the Lekech buys is Meshubed to Levi. And since there's a case where it's after a P'sak Bezdin, therefore we consider this case as if it's a case of Milv B'Shtar. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi Peiris Nami, that L'chir, if you're telling us that Levi already took Reuven to Bezdin regarding the field, that L'chir, he took Reuven to Bezdin regarding the Peiris, and if he had a P'sak Bezdin that Reuven owes him $500 for the Peiris, that should also be considered a Milv B'Shtar, and why can't Levi collect that from the Chasam Shabbatim? And the Gemara answers, Kesha'am B'din Al-Karen V'le'am B'din Al-Peiris, where Reuven actually was B'din only on the principal and only on the Sada, but he was not yet B'din with Reuven B'negei the Peiris, and therefore since he didn't have a P'sak Bezdin, that's considered a Milv Peh, and that's why when Reuven comes to collect the $500 for the Peiris, he could only collect that directly from Reuven, and he can't collect that $500 from any subsequent purchasers. And the Gemara continues and asks, Umay Pascha, Lamaisa, you're telling me a very dakistic achiluk. You're trying to explain to Brisa that B'negei the Sada, it was considered a Milv B'Shtar because it's Kesha'am B'din, and B'negei the Peiris, it's Milv Peh because it was not on B'din, and L'chir, it doesn't make sense that once Levi goes to Bezin with Reuven, that he would only be fighting about the Kaka, it wouldn't be litigating regarding the Peiris. And the Gemara responds, that's Stamma de Milsa, Ki Tava Inish Karna, Tava Bereisha, that in a Chinami, the standard Mahalach is that when someone goes to Bezin in order to claim something from his friend, he'll first deal with the actual Karen, and only afterwards will he deal with the Peiris, and therefore it does make sense that he was on B'din B'negei the Kaka, but he was not yet on B'din B'negei the Peiris, and we will stop over here.